You're listening to SBS News.
As both a victim of Islamophobia and a community advocate who works with Muslims facing discrimination, Inaz Janif says she's surprised to learn that most Australians see religion as the least important factor in determining who migrates here.
Personally, I was told when I was 19 years old, when I applied for my first job, that I could have it as long as I stopped wearing hijab. Now I see that religion is not seen so much of a barrier. So it is heartening.
A poll of around 1,000 people commissioned by SBS asked participants to list the top three priorities when it comes to new arrivals. Among the criteria, being able to speak good English, job skills and qualifications, understanding Australian cultural values, funds to invest in property and businesses, age, whether they have family already in Australia, country of origin and religion. Job skills and qualifications were the number one priority, followed by an understanding of Australian cultural values. Good English skills came in third. It was revealed that religion and country of origin mattered least. The overall results suggesting that Australians are more likely to embrace those who can make an economic contribution, irrespective of their race and their faith. Liberal MP for the federal seat of Bennelong in Sydney, John Alexander, says the results are reassuring.
I'm relieved to hear that because I'd hope that we wouldn't ever discriminate on the basis of religion.
Chris Gambian, the Labor candidate for the federal seat of Banks, says Australia's immigration program should be about making a contribution.
It comes down to exactly that. Will you come here, make a contribution to this country, build a life, make this a better place and be a loyal Australian?
Violet Roumeliotis, CEO of Settlement Services International, says while employment is crucial to the majority of new arrivals, some face barriers in having their qualifications recognised in Australia, adapting to the Australian workplace environment among them.
Many have qualifications that immediately they can get into jobs. They might want to have particular degrees recognised. But we find with employers, it's not so much about the qualification recognition, it's more about ensuring that their competencies and the way that they work in the Australian workplace is relevant and appropriate. And that's where usually most skilled migrants need support.
Inaz Janif, who works closely with new migrants, says some face employment barriers in their homeland, and that's why they come to Australia. She says there needs to be more government support in this space.
Skills and qualifications are important, I think, to become part of this society, but also to keep in mind that some people don't have that opportunity to develop them until their circumstances change.
Abby O'Brien, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.